Blog Talk Radio.
what an awful lot has came down the last several days. I know everybody's pissed off and confused. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot. If you want to call in on the show, let off some frustration. Number is 917-889-3890. And a special shout out to Miss Victoria, a good friend of mine. We've been talking all day. She's a little stressed. And a shout out to Miss Zoe, an ATN up there. We want to wish her a happy birthday, belated birthday, and to Miss Kelsey as well. Anyhow, Virgil Russell, how you doing, brothers? How you holding up during all this mess?
Oh, I'm good. I don't know why everybody's losing their shit over this. I've been saying for a while, I didn't think Trump was going to pull the military trigger, and it seems like he gave up, and I've gotten all kinds of stuff from people today about, oh, there's some tricks, the Italian government did this and that and one thing or another, and honestly, I don't give a fuck what the Italian government did. Effect on anything, and our president just pushed out 100%.
And I'm going to tell you something, Russell. I know I've been hearing that because my messenger has been blowing up for 2 days, man. Let me tell you, but I had to go back and look at the video he sent out today, and he did not concede. It sounded like he did, but he did not concede. And I think what he's doing, he's just going to let it play along and everything. And, you know, we'll just have to see what's going to happen. And, you know, I know a lot of my friends, oh, my God, man, that my inbox blew up like crazy, especially with a lot of my lady friends that are wanting to claw some eyes out, you know, and everything. But Carmelita was up there yesterday, and she was giving us the details that was going on. And right now I'm seeing reports with D.C. police refusing to help with the FBI, giving information and stuff. And so, it's all going to fall apart. We all know this was Antifa. This was well planned, very well planned. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, but what difference does it make? The media played it off. Even the new elected senator who said she backed Trump and da-di-da-di-da and yada-yada-yada and all this, she turned on him her first fucking day in office. So, you know, I know Mike Pompeo came out and go, yes, we're going to do a peaceful transition to a second Trump administration. I thought that was kind of weird.
Trump did say last night, my brother, that he said there will be a peaceful transition. He didn't say how it was going, if it was going to go to Biden or to him. See, that's the key word. And people are blowing it out of proportion already. You know.
Oh, well, you know, just in awe and disappointment. I mean, people try to get together and plan to do things right and do things that would make a difference. And the golden opportunity yesterday just went totally fucked up, and you'll never have an opportunity like that again. It was totally unorganized, totally unprepared, it was just a total fuck up from the get go. And,
Of course, we missed
our opportunity to grab fucking Nancy Pelosi by the hair, drag her out in the fucking front yard, and fucking execute that bitch. You know, if things would have been organized, that would have happened. We could have changed America for the next 300 years. Yesterday,
right.
If it would have been done right.
Right,
and,
but see, here's the thing. This was so well planned by the... Go ahead, Russell.
Virgil, those weren't our people in the Capitol building. That was Antifa.
Yeah,
there
brother, if things would have come together, if plans would have if people wouldn't have backed out at the last fucking minute and this, that, and the other, and left other people hanging, oh yeah, there'd have been patriots in there.
No, hey, nobody went up there to start any shit. Nobody was going over there to take over that. It was a lot of people. We were being heard. We had them scared.
Mm-hmm.
They brought Antifa in and allowed them to walk unimpeded into the Capitol and do that. And then the media
mm-hmm.
did exactly what it always does. And the spineless Republicans went right along with them and blame the Patriot
mm-hmm.
movement.
Exactly. And Carmelita has videos of that. She says she has videos of those D.C. police letting Antifa in.
Oh, yeah, I've got video of that sent to me.
You know. So, but, I agree to a point. You know, we missed the opportunity. If this would have been well planned out with millions and millions of people there, they were outmanned and outgunned. But this was well planned by the Democrats.
Okay, you're missing the whole fucking point. Nobody went
mm-hmm.
up there armed to overthrow the government. That's not what
exactly.
the rally
Antifa
was
did.
About.
Mm-hmm. Antifa was
didn't
armed
do
up.
Nothing. They were allowed to walk in and showboat. Antifa didn't do a fucking thing. Alright?
Mm-hmm. Well, Carmelita said most of them were armed.
There was no
armed. She's got videos.
The Capitol building, so.
Mm-hmm. And the $100 million question is this, guys, and see if you can agree with me on this one. Where the fuck was the snipers? There's always snipers around. Where the hell were they? They would have had a field day.
We already answered that question. This was as staged as it gets. The Trump
mm-hmm.
supporters were out there rallying, doing their thing, being heard, and it was making
mm-hmm.
a difference. It was making
mm-hmm.
a difference, all right? And
mm-hmm.
then Antifa came rolling up. The Capitol Police let them in. They went in there, threw a few things around, posed for the media, and it got blamed on Trump. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there wasn't any snipers. This was a stage of the Saturday Night
mm-hmm.
Live skit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anybody
mm-hmm.
who believes anything else is full of shit. And nobody
right.
went up there looking for a fight. Anybody out there
mm-hmm.
wants a fucking fight, pick up your fucking weapon, go over there and do it. There's the right way to
exactly.
do things, and we're going to do it the right thing. And going up there armed in support of the president would have caused more problems than it ever fucking fixed, all right?
And everybody knew that because people that was reporting to me as well were saying the minute Trump said, you know, everybody needs to leave peacefully. Everybody left. Left right away.
Well,
you know?
And that's the whole thing. And this is staged. It was set up. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The time for a fight is coming. It is. Because
mm-hmm.
Kent the coward didn't do his job.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Senate folded up like cheap lawn chairs. And
mm-hmm.
Congress fucking joke anyway. So
mm-hmm.
it's over. You can say President Trump didn't concede. No, he didn't. But he will be sitting down. And Joe
mm-hmm.
Biden will be going. Will be the next president because the Insurrection Act was not signed. It was not you. This is over, people. So take your, it's part of the plan. Stick to the plan, shit. And shove it as far up your ass as you can get it.
Joseph.
There
no Joseph.
Plan. There never was a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, pull your mic away
yes.
when you're smoking.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize you could hear that. I was puffing on a cigarette. But, you know, and I agree with you, Russell. I mean, look, how many times have we called the shots on the show? We called this. We said what was going to happen. We said Pence was going to turn. All of them turned.
Well,
every fucking one of them.
Well, and what you had, and if you needed any further proof about how the Democrats and Republicans are dead together, this coup, they pulled it off. The coup is complete. They have power. There'll never be another election again. They're going to stack the Supreme Court, add judges. They're doing away with the filibuster. That means they can pass anything they want on a 51 vote deal. It doesn't take 60 anymore. And Pelosi and her henchmen will put down anything to revoke. We're fucked, all right? And here's the news. Here's the news flash. They're coming for us. All right?
They already said they were. They announced that yesterday.
Yeah, they're coming for us. So, you know, y'all can continue to worship Trump if you want to. The man acted like a coward today, and I have zero respect of any kind left for him as a human being.
Well, brother, let me ask you this. For a while now, I have heard you rant about a reset. Okay? Yesterday was the opportunity for a reset. Okay? All right. Yes. There would have been havoc. There would have been a lot of havoc had 50,000, 10,000, whatever, showed up locked, cocked, and ready to rock. But there is no goddamn fucking way the D.C. police or the Capitol police would have played World War II with them. They got families, too. They don't want to end up in a wheelchair shitting in a plastic bag the rest of their lives. They know this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was the opportunity to drag every one of them motherfuckers out and say, we're tired of this fucking shit. We're tired of playing games by your fucking rules. You're going to play by our fucking rules.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only way we could have done it, and it was a golden opportunity. Fucking missed. You will never get it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 100%.
You know,
well,
praising the D.C. police... praising the D.C. police, praising the Capitol police. Well, you might as well just break down and say, well, King George was right and the red coat should have won.
And here's the thing I'm going to add to that, Virgil. The D.C. mayor told the D.C. police to stand down and to let Antifa in. Okay? And here's the other part. I've been reading a lot of stuff just now before we got on the show.
And
people
would
right
have
now,
had a chance to get in if people would have done it right.
Exactly.
They wouldn't have had a chance to fucking get in.
Exactly. And here's the thing. D.C. police right
well,
now
what,
is refusing
what,
to help the FBI. What's up with that? Why won't they help them?
What, it don't make a fuck what the FBI does. They're the most corrupt policing agency in the fucking world now. And I'm going to repeat this one more time. I'm tired of motherfuckers saying, oh, well, you know, golden missed opportunity. We should have lit them up and stuff and whatever. Well, you know what? Light them up. We didn't go up there. People didn't go up there to light anybody up. We went up there to let them know we supported our president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Russell. They went up there to support the president. But basically, what did they have? What did they do? What did they accomplish?
The accomplishment was thwarted by the corruption of the Democrats and all that. No, nothing got accomplished. It scared the shit out of some congressmen and senators, and that did us no harm.
Joseph, quit breathing into the fucking mic.
Now you got the spineless fucking Republican standing with the Democrat, and things are going to get ugly real, real fast. Man, they go, well, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, look what happened. We can't have these people. They're coming for all of our shit. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
it's got to be
well,
ugly.
I mean, well,
okay, okay. What are we going to do to stop it? What are we going to do to stop it? What are we going to do to stop it, Russell?
We're going to have to fight them in our each of our home states. Or we're going to have to all go up there armed to the teeth this next time.
There what, there's not going to be a next time. There's not going to be a next time. You're going to see that motherfucker
mm-hmm.
get fortificated like it was never fortificated before. You're going to have a better chance of getting into Fort Knox and robbing the gold and getting back in that Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
They are not this.
I don't think so on that, Virgil. They're far too arrogant to do anything like that. They're the ruling class, and they're going to come take our guns. And we're nothing but peasants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we are to these people, are fucking peasants. And
Russell, if you and I could have got just 200 people willing to bite the bullet. Right now, you and I would be sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office, drinking whiskey, smoking Cohibas, and watching that bitch swing out the window on a fucking rope.
With midget strippers coming down.
Taking bets on how long it'll take the fucking crows to pick her eyeballs out. Okay? These motherfuckers are scum. They're scum. I left messages for Steve Scalise and fucking Clay Higgins. I called them both fucking scumbags, and I told Clay Higgins flat out, if I see him again, I'm going to punch him straight in the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
They're scumbags. They're fucking sellouts. Democrats, Republicans, I don't give a fuck about either one of them.
No.
They're sorry son of a bitches. They're fucking traitors. They're fucking backstabbers, and all they are is fucking showboats. And that goes for Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, all of them motherfuckers that got fucking elected. They ain't fucking shit. They ain't going to do shit. They're going to bow down every time they hear the fucking word racism. You're going to see a tax structure in this country that's going to ruin this fucking economy to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to see riots because now they're backtracking on all of these promises they made with the student loans, the DACA, the reparations, and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And look for a 90-day, at least a 90-day to 6-month shutdown so Biden can look like the fucking hero, look like he saved everybody from the coronavirus. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And COVID-20 is just right around the corner, brothers. You need strain.
But no. You go in there. If we could have gone in there, if we'd had some solid people that were willing to back us up, not go up there and wah, I'm going to stand in the corner and suck my thumb and hold my breath till I die if I don't get what I want, if Trump's not put back in office as president. No, nobody's going to give you any motherfucking thing, especially them son of a bitches. You got to go in and fucking take it. We did it in 1776. We did it in 1812. What the fuck is the matter with 2021?
Well, like Russell said, people are ignorant.
Every fucking one of those congressmen, senators, Trump, his aides, every fucking body, just shit and pissed on every motherfucker that ever fought and died for this country.
That they did. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Trump had a good opportunity yesterday to use the Insurrection Act when all that went down, and he didn't do it.
Trump had the opportunity from day one to straighten all this shit out. But no. What does he want to do? He wants to appoint fucking yard gnomes, and he wants to appoint Fred Flintstone lookalike motherfuckers instead of appointing people that's got balls and backbone to get the fucking job done.
Mm-hmm.
When they started this impeachment shit, he wasn't even sworn in office. They were trying to impeach him. We all know this. I mean, what does it take to see the writing on the wall with these people? You know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
This bullshit wouldn't have taken place in any other country. In any other country. But, oh, we've got to be politically correct. We've got to respect these rights and their rights and all of that while they shit
mm-hmm.
on all of yours, and they don't play by the fucking rules. They want you to play
exactly.
by the fucking rules, but they don't.
Exactly.
Okay? You've got... When you get into a war, you get into a war that the honor is not in the method of winning the war. The honor is in the victory. Okay?
I mean,
that's what history has taught us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The honor is not in the means, it's in the total victory. You know? So if they fight dirty, you gotta fight dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to a ballroom back alley brawl wearing fucking boxing gloves. You go with brass knuckles and fucking straight razors.
Or chains, whatever you find. I've been in a few of those fights. Got my ass whooped, but hey, it was fun. But yeah, you're right. You're right, brother.
You're going to play fair with people that support and fund and fight to kill unborn babies? That's the lowest form of fucking life you can have. That is the
mm-hmm.
lowest fucking life you can have.
Not only that.
And you expect them to play fair? To sit you down and not give you a fixed deck, and then you wonder why you can't win?
Yeah, and not only that, Virgil, look what they're getting ready to do to our children, to our grandbabies. Look what's getting ready to happen.
Well,
to
I tell
now.
You what, for everybody listening out there, for the mothers and fathers listening out there, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Right now, start sending your kids to school with tubes of KY jelly. Because when the pedophiles' teachers start raping them in the bathroom, in the restrooms, it won't hurt so bad, okay? That's the best thing I can fucking tell you.
That's basically what's going to happen. The truth's hard to tell you, listeners, but this is exactly what's going to happen.
You got pedophilia that's going to become a sexual orientation. There will not be any more carnal knowledge with juveniles, statutory rape charges, blah, 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 all the way down the line. It's going to be a sexual orientation because they're going to lower the age of consent for a child to have sex. Okay? That's number
mm-hmm.
one. Number two is they're going to open the gates again, and they're going to let the goat fuckers come in. Okay? Oh,
mm-hmm.
we got a pandemic going, you know? Okay, we're going to let all kind of Mexico, and we're going to let the goat fuckers back in. And God only knows how many Chinese refugees we're going to let in, you know, with
mm-hmm.
all of this. So,
there's the other thing.
So
you got to brush up on your Chinese.
So there you go. And when they go to reneging and backtracking on all of this stuff, that they promised the black communities or everything. Oh, they're not going to blame Biden and Harris. They're going to blame Russell and me and my wife when we're at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all our fault. We're in the wrong neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a police officer now in America, if you're a police officer, sheriff, deputy, or state trooper, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Learn to sell vacuum cleaners door to door, okay? Hand in your guns and your badges, because I'm going to tell you what. If you draw that gun on the wrong person or you use that gun on the wrong person, you're going to be the motherfucker going to jail. You're going to be the motherfucker getting sued. You're going to lose every fucking thing you've got. So the best fucking thing to you is make another career choice right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're already starting with Capitol, with the Capitol Police. So, you know.
Oh, you're going to find that you're going to have that. You're going to have what Obama wanted. You're going to have national police force. You're going to have a national police force. That's who you really put back in power, people. That's who really got put back in power, Obama and Hillary. They're going to be the one pushing the buttons and working the strings to the puppets and all of this here. And you're going to have Joe and Hunter Biden on Air Force One. Joe's going to be watching child pornography or have some little kid he's going to be sniffing on over there while Hunter Biden has got the Secret Service running, cutting up his cocaine with a razor on the dinner table in there, and he's blowing his fucking brains out the whole fucking trip. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, this is going to be time for the demons and everything to go out there and do what they're going to do. This is all planned. Remember when I warned you all that the Antichrist is fixing to make his move? Well, it's coming.
You heard all of that shit. You heard all of that shit yesterday. Every fucking one of them. Every fucking one of them. They weren't interested in challenging the objections and all of that. They knew that was bullshit. No, what was it? Oh, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. We need to get rid of the Electoral College. Let everybody's vote count. And that's what they're going to do. And when they do that, hey, buddy, you're going to get it from both ends, in the mouth and up the ass.
Well, I hate to say this, Virgil and Russell, there's going to be no more elections. The New World Order is going to kick in with China in control. Hate to say it, but, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's done. The country's never going to recover from this. There'll never be another honest election. All the corruption that's been uncovered is going to get swept under the rug. It's going to disappear because none of it ever happened, according to the mainstream media. And it'll be business as usual, only there'll be more emboldened this time. And we'll see what they allow us to keep for what we earn. And, I mean, it's going to be bad. The economy will be tanked in by midsummer.
I think sooner than that, dude. I think sooner than that. Once Biden will shut the country down in the first day in office, guaranteed.
But I'm just at the point of saying the hell with it all. This is what the people allowed to happen, and it's gonna be. I don't think they have any idea how bad it's gonna get. But you know what? They wanted it. They didn't have the courage to fight. So. You know what? Good luck, everybody.
Right.
See, Russell, we got one. Joseph, if you don't do something with that fucking microphone.
Sorry.
I mean, goddamn, it's like talking to my wife. You gotta tell you 10 times. Okay. Russell, the only hope we got, it's slim. Slimmer than paper thin. And it depends all on y'all in the state of Texas. Okay? Number one, y'all get that fucking governor out of there. Put Alan West in that fucking office. And y'all fucking secede.
Oh, yeah.
Slim chance. It's slim. I mean, it's anorexic, but that's the only chance. That's the only chance we got.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, the Texas government is just as corrupt. Hot Wheels Abbott is a CCP owned governor. And I think there's enough patriots to get it done here in Texas. I know everybody's fed up with his shit, so we're gonna see what happens. But you
well,
know,
Texas said they were gonna succeed.
Where did you hear that?
Well, they said a while back that if Biden got elected, they were going
to
succeed.
See, Joseph, this is where you need to watch what you say. Okay? Texas did not say it was going to secede. You have certain people, you have a large group of people who are wanting Texas to secede. You see, you need to watch what you say because people take it and they put it in the wrong context.
Yeah, true. But I agree. I mean, if Texas does do this, you'll see other states going right behind them. Then what's
well,
left?
the thing is, just like up at the Capitol building, you know, you're not going to change anything by wearing hats and waving signs and yelling and arguing with people and fist fights and all of this. It's going to take getting low down and fucking dirty. It's going to take the same thing that Sam Houston and the rest of those patriots in Texas done with Santa Ana's fucking ass. That's what it's going to take. And any other sideways fucking off the wall fucking petition, plan, protest, this, that, or the other ain't gonna fucking get it. Ain't gonna fucking get it. If you want to keep the predators away, you got to slaughter a couple of them and hang them up and put the smell of death in the air. And then they won't come nowhere near you.
Plain well, isn't that what the Indians used to do back in the days? Some of the tribes, they used to hang the bodies.
Well, these days here, I don't think you're going to see the Indians protesting so much to get their names and their land and everything back.
No.
Because we done fucked this sumbitch up so bad, nobody wants it.
Right. But yeah, I mean, this was well planned. I mean, they planned this very well. They succeeded in that plan. Russell Virgil?
Everybody want to get distracted, you know. Oh, there's 140,000 warrants out there. Everybody, you know, they're going to make military arrest. And Q said this, and this one said that, and blah, 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 blah. All a dog and fucking pony show of distraction. and it fucking worked. I got to give them this. They had their shit together.
Well, you know what? You know what, Virgil? You know what, Joseph? It proves the point I said a couple years, 3 years ago, that Q is a psyop. NSA psyop meant to keep the peasants hopeful and quiet while all this went on.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked like a charm.
Oh, yeah, exactly. 100%. You think censorship is bad now?
Oh, no. You haven't seen the propaganda yet. Oh, boy. Especially Kamala. She is going to be the queen of the fucking world. They're going to put her up on a fucking pedestal like you would never fucking believe. You're going to see, Whoopi Goldberg on The View and that bitch Gail, whatever it is, on CBS News and all of this and Oprah and all of them, they're just going to go fucking crazy. Oh, man. She's going to be traveling around more than Biden, you know? I mean, Biden, he's going to, in a few more years, he's going to have trouble finding the fucking door to his bedroom.
I don't think he'll last.
To walk out. Oh, they're going to keep him on. Every organization needs a stooge. He's the perfect stooge. He's the perfect robot.
True.
He's the perfect puppet. He's perfect everything. Here you go, Joe. Sign this. Here you go, Joe. Sign that. You know, and anybody that opposes him, they're going to do the same thing as they did with Obama. Oh, well, you're racist. You're racist. This is going to help black people. This is going to help Mexicans. This is going to help Muslims. This is going to help poor people. And you don't want to do it? Well, you're just racist. Oh, boy, the race. You're going to see the race card fly, especially when Kamala wants something, that counterfeit African-American black bitch, you know, you're going to see the race card fucking get played like you have never seen it get played before.
Oh, and get this. You're going to see it lots and lots of
But I wonder, but I wonder, I wonder, I wonder this, Russell, I wonder this, okay? I wonder if Biden is going to pardon all of those people that Kamala convicted when she was DA under his fucking crime bill. All those predators that were committed. All of those poor kids that are just as smart as white kids. I want to see if that shit's going to come down.
Oh no, it's not.
Well,
yeah.
I just wonder if she's got plenty of knee pads.
And these dumbass black people voted Democrat again, and they use them every 4 years and don't do anything for them. And Kamala Harris is not black. She's not half of them.
That's right. That's right. And you want to call me racist for putting it this way? I really don't give a fuck at this point. I don't care. I'm a white supremacist. I'm a racist. I'm a racist. I'm a white supremacist. I'm a domestic terrorist because I own guns. Okay. Here's what goes on. They come into these communities just like Joe Biden did, just like Kamala Harris did, and they make all of these fucking promises. And free this, free that. We're going to get you reparations. We're going to forgive your student loans. We're going to get you citizenship. Blah, 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 blah. And you stupid motherfuckers go out there and vote for them. And then after they win, what do? They turn their backs, wave at you, and say, see you in 4 more years. And then they go fix them a highball and light a Cohiba. And they look at each other and laugh and say, yeah, we got them stupid niggas to fall for it again. Just like y'all been doing for the past 60 fucking years.
But I'm afraid that, well, like I said earlier, there ain't going to be no more elections. It's over, and this was the last one. Wait for the New World Order to kick in. It'll probably be by next year, I'll say, we'll see it. Once they get everything.
Like I said, the opening song should be Hank Williams Jr. It's All Over But the Crying. That's what we need to start fucking playing.
Gotcha. I'll look for that and I'll download that tonight. But go ahead, Russell. What was you going to say, my friend?
There's not a whole lot I can add for that. This country's not going to be recognizable in 4 years. Biden is dementia-ridden fool. They may even use Hunter's laptop to get him out of office, and then Kamala Harris Obama will be running the country, and you ain't never seen any kind of leftist agenda that's coming. And you know what? There's nothing we can do to stop it for 2 years. Two solid years, they can do any fucking thing they want to.
You know what, Russell? You know what plans I got? I figure after Creepy Joe and the whole get in office, and once they start with their so-called we need to heal and we need to unite fucking campaign, you know, hearts and minds and all of this, I figure I got a good 8 months. Well, I done already started my houseboat project for Back in the Swamp. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to expedite that and put all my money and efforts into that as much as I can. And once I get it up and going, Susan and I are going to move all our shit into it. I'm going to set my house on fire, let fucking State Farm argue with the mortgage company, let them fucking handle it. I got nothing to do with it no more. And best thing I can tell you, brother, is buy you a bateau boat, come join me, we'll drink whiskey, smoke cohibas, and crawfish, and alligator hunt.
With Mitchell Pole strippers?
We'll find something for Russell. They got a lot of women out. They got a lot of women out there that love living on houseboats, that want to live on houseboats. You know, you just gotta get used to them wearing white shrimp boots instead of high heels.
That's gonna take some getting used to.
Plus, you got to get used to the houseboat rocking back and forth. But I don't know, my friends. I mean, we've called every shot. I mean, look where we're at and everything. And it's just like, you know, can I say it or do you guys want to say it? We told you so.
Well, you know, the point is now is that we're just going to have to watch and see how quickly they move on what. So I'll bet you a dollar to the donut hole, the first thing they're going to do is come after our guns. I say we did feel for the tax cuts and...
Well,
put back in all the regulations, back in the Paris Accord, get back on the Iran deal. After they do all that, which won't take very long, they will just go ahead and come on for a gun.
They're going to do it like this, since they have the majority in the House and the Senate. Now, Joseph, please. Okay, since they have the House and the Senate now, what they're gonna do is they're going to rewrite the Supreme Court thing and have at least 9 justices on there. They're going to have more justices on there. They're going to pack the Supreme Court. Then they're going to go after the 10th Amendment, the states' rights. Okay, they're going to redo the states' rights, which is going to lead to the gun control legislation after a staged mass shooting, of course. And once they do that, they will 100,000% have all control over the firearms industry, the ammunition industry, and everything else. That's when they're going to come after your guns. That's when they're going to say, okay, we control this 100%. This is a federal matter. It's not a state matter. Stay the fuck out of our way. And then that's when you and I are going to have to make the decision when they show up. Either we answer the door, hand them our guns, or we shoot through the fucking door and kill as many of them as we can before they kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing. They already are talking about doing away with Social Security, doing away with the elderly, killing them and stuff. So, you know.
What do you think this vaccine is going to do? I guarantee you, anybody that is above 60 years old that has gotten this vaccine is not going to live to see the next 2 years from now. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Oh, and let's not forget the show your papers that you've been vaccinated law that's going to come about. That's why I'm expediting this getting off the grid shit, because I don't think by next year I'm going to have a job.
Along with
show your TWIC card, we're going to have to show our inoculation card.
Yeah, well, I'll be unemployed, yeah.
Yep. Oh, let me tell you, this is all set up for the Antichrist. I mean, I've talked about this before. This is an introduction for the Antichrist to come in. Once they do, what they're going to do too, they're going to do away with all the produce, all the farms. When they do all that, like you said, Virgil, you need your vaccination card to show you got vaccinated to buy food.
Kraft or Del Monte or Swanson Foods advertising a product called Soylent Green, please don't buy it.
I mean, this is how it's going to start. And then the Antichrist is going to come in. That's why I sent you that movie called Interview with the Antichrist, and I'll send it to you, Russell. Watch it. It's right on point of what's going on right now.
When is the toupee supposed to come on? When is the hairpiece supposed to come on and justify his cowardice? When is he supposed to come on?
Who knows? Who knows?
I thought you said he was coming on TV 2100. I thought you said he was going to address the country 2100.
That was Russell who said that Trump was coming
that was
on
me,
at
I heard that, and then I seen some flashes, but I don't know. Maybe it wasn't tonight. I would think it would have been covered, but apparently it didn't happen. I haven't seen anything, so that was my bad.
I know. I've got it on my station now, trying to see if it's going to come on. it's going to have to come on and stuff. But I don't know. It's... Boy, I mean, everybody just be, I don't know. We've told you and warned you. I don't know what else we can do. you know.
This is what they deserve. This is what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so good luck.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All I'm gonna say to all the brothers and the sisters out there, when Kamala sends you your reparations check, take a picture and post it. I want to see it. I want to see it.
All right. All right. But anyway, guys, it's close to that time. You guys want to continue, or do you want to sign off and come back on Monday, or?
No, I'm fixing to go do my pre-trip and creep on up to the front by the pumps, get me a cup of coffee and maybe a donut or something, a cinnamon roll, and then I got to go to Morrow, Georgia, drop this trailer. Then I got to go to Steppin' Company at 10 o'clock in the morning, pick up a preloaded trailer, and go to Colgate, Procter & Gamble in Ohio and offload.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll come back on Monday and everything. And, you know, this is a lot of things to soak in and get some thoughts. I know a lot of us hasn't been sleeping well. I haven't slept well in the last 4 nights, I'll be honest with you, and everything. But, you know,
I've been like a baby 4 nights. That's happened in the last 2 or 3 days that I did not expect to happen. I knew that Tent was going to sell us out, which he did. The man has no backbone. The Republicans showed their true colors. They're afraid of what was coming from the investigations, because they're corrupt Democrats, and get back to business as usual in D.C., and the American people are going to pay the price for it, and I hope every son of a bitch out there that didn't stand up, that didn't do anything, I hope you suffer miserably. I hope I care nothing about you. If you did nothing, you know what? Good luck.
All right.
Adios.
Well,
and,
you see, Russell.
You guys on
well, Russell, before you leave, I just want to remind everybody of something. When Hillary Clinton was threatened with prosecution and this, that, and the other, her words out of her mouth was, "If I'm prosecuted, I'm taking half of Washington with me." Well,
mm-hmm.
What happened yesterday was a complete bow down to her threat. I guarantee you that she had something to do with this. She said, "Okay, you don't do with it. You don't get this son of a bitch out of office. You don't certify Biden. I'm releasing everything I know about every one of you motherfuckers."
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they did it. That's why I say Hillary is going to be in power. She is going to be calling the shots. I guarantee you're going to see her on TV more than Biden, her and Kamala.
Exactly. And here's the thing, too, you know, guys, I'm at the point where I'm just like, you know, we've told it all, we've said it all, and, you know, we proved it all. Where do we go from here? That's what a lot of people are asking. Where do they want to go from there, you know? Well, they had their chance.
Well, all I got to say is, well, from 1963... up to now, America, you were good. It was fun. It was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
So long. Hate to see you die such a tragic death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we could say the final goodbye to America as we knew it.
Might as well start playing Amazing Grace on the bagpipes.
All right. All right. So anyhow, we'll just come back Monday. And Russell, you be safe out there, my friend. Keep in touch. And you too, Russell. You too, Virgil, I mean. And everything. And to all our listeners, you know, we thank you for supporting us and everything. And we're not going to give up. We'll still be broadcasting and everything and stuff. So, but, you know, we gave you everything we had. That's all we can say. So, with that, good night. And we will come back here Monday night and everything. So, I'll close the show. Virgil, be careful on the road, brother.
All right, I will.
All right. Good night, America.
Good night, America. You were good while you lasted.
Well, the midnight, headlight, find you on a radio.